Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And a fly ball to left field hit deep. Back is Gamble. It's a grand slam. Home run for Yan Gomes. It's his sixth home run. The Nationals lead it 5-0 in the first.
I feel like this is just a problem that was created by Manfred by changing the ball every year. You know, it got to a point where pitching has been missing barrels for a long time, but when they start putting in balls that like fly and guys have to figure out how to miss barrels, you know, I think that all of a sudden, instead of missing barrels, they have to try to miss bats. Just to even, you know, to try to fight. The only person that has to make any adjustments when the ball changes every year is the pitchers. So when your pitches aren't doing something the same, I think guys probably out of desperation look for other ways to try to get their pitches to go back to what they were.
Presented by Chafin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Chris Muller, did your mom, as a teacher, did she like bitchers and complainers?
Did no, she like not a
dog
fan.
Dog ate my homework?
Not a fan. She was
excuses.
Very fair. She was very equitable. And when she knew, maybe because of just, you know, she knew a situation at home for a kid was a certain way, she was very accommodating. But your garden variety.
Bitchers and complainers.
Bitchers, complainers, BSers.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No tolerance for
that. Was she a ruler on the knuckles teacher?
No, she was a belittler.
My
mom would do something that I think the best teachers do. She would find the kids in class who were the more popular ones and sort of the ones who were bullying other kids.
Knock them down a peg or two.
And then she would verbally, not bully, but she would, yes, knock them down a peg or three. And then those kids, you know, had to go easier on the other kids who had it much easier for my mom, who were never the targets.
Mm-hmm.
She punched up at the powerful, so to speak.
Bitchers, complainers, excuse makers.
Oh,
Craig, do you think you fit into any of those categories? Lions and tigers
hated
and bears.
Craig's guts.
Bitches, complainers, and excuse makers.
She'd have put you in your place, Craig.
A lot of back talk.
She would have not liked you. You'd have been in the principal's office. You'd have been crying from the verbal assault. Oh, yeah.
Pirates pitchers the last week. It's not us. It's the baseballs. That's what they're doing. Chad Kuhl said.
Why didn't they start this on the game one of the year then?
Chad Kuhl said it was pearls, white balls.
Come on.
And Tyler Anderson says it's the commissioner's fault.
I mean, it is the commissioner's fault, but not for the reasons Tyler Anderson's saying.
I have absolutely no sympathy or empathy for these guys whatsoever. In fact, I loathe them for even
opening their mouths.
Yes.
Yeah, it falls on the deafest of ears for me, the whining.
Tyler Anderson sucks with spider tack, and he sucks without it. Chad Kuhl wasn't good when he was allowed to put sunscreen on the baseballs, and now that he's not, he's still bad. Like, I have no... Let me say this, though. If I were Tyler Anderson, I'd be putting spider tack, Vaseline, sunscreen...
I'd have sandpaper on
my glove.
I'd be putting Elmer's glue on the ball. I'd be doing whatever I needed to do. Have epoxy on
by
that.
By the time
thing.
The ball got to home plate to Michael Perez or Jacob Stallings.
It would look like an asteroid with all the substances on it.
It would look like the ball that got slobbered on by the dog in Sandlot. What's his name? The Beast? That was a... Neither of you guys get that reference. You're
no,
not Sandlot's viewers.
Sandlot's overrated. Sandlot's overrated.
No, I like that.
James Earl Jones's giant dog? That would jump up and
chew the ball?
Yeah. It would have slobbering goo all over it. Because if I was a 31-year-old who wasn't a very good pitcher and I was trying to survive in this league, and there were very few consequences up until now to putting illegal substances on a baseball,
mm-hmm.
that's all I would be doing. Because I want to make money. I want to survive. He's on a Anderson's on a one-year, $2.5 million deal.
He's on an audition deal right now.
And now he's not allowed to do the things because he can't throw the ball by people. He's never been able to do that. He's not a strikeout pitcher. He pitches to contact. So now one of the things that he did to either evoke soft contact or get people to miss his ball with weird break and spin and all that. Has been taken away from him. And he's blaming the commissioner.
The one thing the commissioner did poorly here was, it seems like, Craig, you're more tuned into this than I am, because like with so many baseball scandals for so many people in so many markets, it like you can only handle so much of it before you're like, okay, I don't care about this because it's baseball right now and the league has driven me away from it. Did they not err in like going sledgehammer here and saying not only spider tack, but everything basically? Like, for years, I remember the sunscreen and rosin stuff, your occasional pine tar. Nobody seemed to have any real problem with that. And yet it seems they're saying, you know what, it's all out. Throw the baseballs.
Because this
We've got
year,
our mud guy on the Delaware River taking care of it. Don't worry about it.
Because this year, it's June 16th, and we've already had 6 no-hitters. And batters are hitting a combined
but
238.
Why wouldn't you just say no more spider tack?
In offense sells.
Why wouldn't you just acknowledge that it's this spider tack stuff and say no more spider tack?
Because the rule book says no illegal substance.
The
rule book
says a lot of things, but Gaylord Perry is in the Hall of Fame for doctoring the baseball.
Yeah.
By the rule book, Gaylord Perry should be excommunicated from the sport the way Pete Rose has been.
I don't disagree with you on that.
The sport also says you shouldn't cork your bat. The sport also says you probably should try to have a uniform baseball from year to year and not one that flies 25
feet. Wait a minute. So
further.
Are you agreeing with Tyler Anderson now? It sounds like you think he's making a good point.
It sounds like Rob Manfred.
Is the problem the Pirates pitchers or Major League Baseball? Answer the question.
The problem is baseball banning everything pitchers were using to get a grip on the ball and not just the obvious thing that everyone suddenly came to know about, that is allowing them to throw
but
the ball
we're,
absurdly.
We're all of a sudden acting like because these guys don't have foreign substances, and I hope if he's listening he doesn't take offense to this, but it's the best example I can use. We're basically acting that if you take these substances away from pitchers, they turn into Steve Blass. And the ball's going everywhere. It's being thrown to the backstop. It's being thrown behind hitters.
No, they're saying it gives the hitters such an overwhelming advantage, we're going to be screwed.
Good. Let's see it. Let's see the pendulum shift back. The scales need to be balanced out. This isn't entertaining baseball right now, Malzy. You know that.
Well, the ball's never in play.
And the worst messengers are the crappy pitchers who are hanging by a thread.
So what about Tyler Glass now, who's not a crappy pitcher, who said, what's Manfred doing banning this all at once here?
Well, you notice something? He didn't say it until he got hurt.
Oh, I know, but does it come with more credibility from him? He's good.
Yeah. Does it come with more credibility that he feels like he needs that to throw the ball better? Sure it does. But that still doesn't mean that I feel sorry for multimillionaires.
You're going to feel sorry if Jacob DeGrom's numbers start going up a little bit here, my
yes.
friend? You're going to start feeling a little bit more sympathy in that cold, icy heart of yours? If you're watching on the video feed right now at 937thefan.com/live video, you'll see Andrew squirming uncomfortably and taking a drink out of a mug. You worried about Jacob's numbers?
When pitchers have such a huge advantage right now, and baseball is doing something within the rules to take it away from them, to try to give hitters a better chance, to try to make a more entertaining game, and people are saying they're changing the rules on the fly. No, they're not.
No, they're just enforcing rules.
But that's where you could
blame baseball from the glass now perspective of why are you doing it all at once and why are you going to a degree that I've never heard hitters bitch like overwhelmingly about the sunscreen rosin stuff, because it sounds like most people acknowledge the ball can be very hard to grip sometimes. So I think you can say that the problem is with baseball trying to kill the fly here, proverbial fly with a sledgehammer, and overreact and overcorrect on the fly. Like selective enforcement, it's just like what we complain about, different variant of this in hockey. You have one set of rules for the regular season and then, we're going to stop enforcing them in the postseason.
But you know why I like this one more? I like this one more because so far it looks like they're not just cracking down on Tyler Anderson and Chad Kuhl. These guys that in the grand scheme of baseball, they could leave the game tonight and nobody would miss either guy. Not even the Pirates.
But they're cracking down on the big boys now.
All pitchers are affected by it. I like that. It's not,
when did they start
it's not
this
preferential
crackdown?
Treatment.
When did they start honing in on this very carefully?
The first of the month? June 1st, I believe.
Interesting that I'm looking at the previously untouchable Richard Rodriguez on a bad run of pitching now, the last couple times out.
Well, that's circumstantial, Malzi.
Just saying.
I mean, you could pretty much pull up any Pirates pitcher and see that they're on a bad run of things lately. They've lost 9 straight. They have the 3rd worst record in baseball. But it seems to me like they have guys that are complaining about it more than any other team. Glasnow said it after he, you know, might need Tommy John surgery. Mm. Garrett Cole gave some.
I mean, are we necessarily plugged into like what they're doing and what guys are saying in Colorado? Are you really? I'm not going to levy the charge that Pirates pitchers are complaining more. We're paying attention to Pirates pitchers more because we're in Pittsburgh.
Yes, but I think Pirates pitchers, two things are happening that are giving Pirates pitchers like Anderson and Cool a reason to take their complaints and excuse-making public.
What are those
things? The team is playing like ass, and they're not pitching well.
But the team has been playing like, as you put it, ass for a while now.
Right. But these guys are performing poorly. They're getting asked why. They're getting asked to give reasons why they're doing so badly. And in the case of Anderson and Cool, these are not guys with big guaranteed contracts. Their baseball pitching mortality might come down to this.
Sure. And I think
and they have to know that.
They're trying to send
they have
a
to be aware of that
to other teams saying, if you're thinking about trading for us, it's not our fault. It's Rob Manfred's. No, there's some self-preservational qualities.
Yeah, it's all self-preservation.
I mean, I'm with you on that part of it, but I think most pitchers
well,
in
don't
most
you
cities
see
are doing
right
this.
Through it and
yes!
think.
Of course I do. Absolutely I do. In those guys' cases, I think the more interesting cases are in the elite pitchers like the Garrett Coles and Trevor Bowers. Like, we all talked about, I think that there's one weird little exonerating thing here in some ways, I guess, for the Pirates.
Yeah.
Is the idea that, like, a guy like Garrett Cole only became Superman when he went to teams like the Astros, who seemed to be ground zero for this again, and started to cheat his butt off.
Okay. True. I brought that up that,
I know,
maybe
and
it lets
you were right.
Searidge off the hook a little bit in the way they handled him. But consider this. You're saying we're not paying attention to the rest of the league.
Mm-hmm.
We're paying attention, at least in some way, maybe not like closely, but when a guy like this complains, when Tyler Anderson says the baseballs are bad, they've made us stop. They've taken away what gave us a grip. It wasn't even malicious.
Sure.
It wasn't even nefarious. We needed these things to control the baseball.
Mm-hmm.
The Pirates have had pitchers come out and say this against two different teams, Craig, the Brewers and the Nationals.
Yep.
Presumably the Nationals pitchers and the Brewers pitchers are using the same baseballs as the Pirates in these games, right? The same baseballs used by Tyler Anderson and Chad Kuhl were the same baseballs used by the pitchers for the Brewers and Nationals.
That's how I see it.
Why aren't those guys saying anything?
They're winning. And their team's hitting.
But if it was such an egregious thing.
No, that was the thing. Kuhl's chalky baseballs thing made me laugh very hard because, more so than Anderson's for some reason, just because the immediate rebuttal is, Chad, everybody was pitching with those chalky baseballs. You, however,
Pearls.
Seem to be struggling a lot with them.
And Anderson, veteran pitcher, been around for a long time. You throw Rob Manfred under the bus, there's an audience for that.
For sure.
He picked
the easiest target, a guy who the chief complaint about him is he doesn't actually care about baseball. He's just a lawyer that the owners like, which I actually happen to agree with.
That would be like if Tristan Jarry blamed Gary Bettman for the way he played in the playoffs. Like, find an easy target to project and pass the buck off.
Somebody on the Flyers ran me in our last game with them, and that's why I was hurt.
Just
cheap Flyers player.
Yeah, find the person that you're going to curry favor with your fans by ripping.
Here's what I'll tell you.
Oh, the commissioner of baseball.
I will put more credence in it and want to hear more of the really good pitchers talking about what this has done to them. Far more so than the Tyler Andersons and Chad Kuhls
and
of the world. I find that to be much more
Craig,
compelling and viable testimony.
You've been largely quiet on this. Why?
I think I've said my piece.
What is it?
I don't want to hear any excuses. Go out and pitch.
From everyone.
Yeah. I mean, Jeff Passan wrote it today that there was a National League team where two guys struck out and they both came back to the dugout and said, oh, sticky stuff. And the pitchers in the dugout just shouted back at them, just be better then.
Hmm.
I like that. I like the teams are actually fighting. It's going to make for a lot to talk about.
Oh, you mean internal conflict between...
Yes.
You
between,
love
the, like, pitchers and hitters
on
their own team.
You're a big strife guy, right?
Yep.
You love strife, internally, specifically.
Yeah, I'm of the belief that the league can enforce this whenever they want. They let pitchers get away with it. It was always like that wink, wink, but at some point they could crack down.
But it got out of control.
Yeah, they took it
but
too
why
far.
Not? Like, why didn't
because
they do
third,
it
Because the
a
game
month ago.
Stinks now.
Exactly,
they,
Chris.
The game stunk a month ago, too, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, but it got it came to a head with six no-hitters. A third.
Why
of
didn't
the,
they do it? Why didn't they do it after like the fourth no hitter? Though is my point.
I think
it
they had to catch
to
people.
No, they kind of did. But they needed to be armed with the data for this crackdown.
Oh, so we didn't have enough of a sample size.
No, but they start. No, hold on. It's not just okay. We get to six no hitters. Let's take everybody's foreign substances away.
Okay.
They collected baseballs for the first 2 months of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So really, from opening day, they started this crackdown, but they wanted to do an investigation first to test their hypothesis.
Pitchers knew this was coming. From the start of the year, they knew this could be coming.
And they looked at the baseballs for 2 months, and the majority of them had a foreign substance on them. So they figured at that point, we're 60 games into the season, we've got enough ammunition now to go to the pitchers and players union and say, this is BS. We're done with it. So it was scientific, actually. It wasn't just a rash...
Shouldn't baseball...
What, like, want pitchers to cheat?
Shouldn't baseball just generally have a better handle on things rather than feeling that they've got to conduct investigations? Like, or shouldn't they be trying to make baseballs that are treated such beforehand that pitchers don't feel like they need to apply massive amounts of goop to grip them the way they want to grip them?
They could have... The baseballs could be exactly the way the pitchers wanted them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they would still use the spider tech and things... Because they'd want the extra spin rate,
okay.
And they'd want to get an edge on their competition and the hitters they're facing.
So why is the suspension for that kind of... I agree with you. Why is baseball making the suspension for this 10 paid days if it's such a serious egregious
I agree with you.
Violation?
I think it's another slap on the wrist thing. It should be, to me, if the...
They
if
suspended the, Starling Marte,
80
for
games.
Whom PEDs didn't help him gain any kind of plate discipline.
Because I think it's just as bad as steroids. If you're gonna suspend a player... For steroids, for a performance enhancer, 80 games, you should suspend a pitcher 80 games.
Or you should say, all bets are off, everybody does what they want.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Well, I mean, I think baseball is the most ridiculous
because
hypocritical
there's no,
sport, though.
Because there's...
We don't like cheaters, except everybody in every era has cheated in some way.
There's no hitting equivalent. The hitting equivalent would be, guys, it looked like a wooden bat, but it was actually made out of aluminum.
We just had a nice wood veneer placed
like,
over
there's
it.
Nothing, because
dude,
the steroids and you say open everything up, all those things would still be available to pitchers.
I mean, wouldn't the counterargument be steroids don't necessarily help you hit the ball per se, but they turn doubles into home runs or flyouts into home runs at a rapid
or
pace?
Or help a pitcher throw it instead of 92,
sure, yes,
he's throwing 97 like Clemens in his 40s.
I understand that, but still. You would think that that's evened out
all
by
right.
The fact when Clemens gives up a warning track fly ball, it actually turns into a sixth-row home run.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.